set. We heard from the Twangtown Paramours, Stars Without a Heaven, and the Honey Badgers. Decades go by. It's From Earth Moves On, and so do we. Cassia Maggie started us out with Bow Down from Gold and Coal. That's self-produced. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. We begin hour two with my feature record for today. It's called Woody Guthrie. This Woody Guthrie at Home, volumes 1 and 2 on Seamus Records. It was put out by the Woody Guthrie Foundation. These are home recordings he made in the 50s and sent on to his publisher. And you can hear, well, it's done live in his apartment in Brooklyn, you know, with all the ambient sounds included. Right here in All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hand has hoed, and my poor feet has trembled a hard and a dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rode. Your mountains are hot and your desert is cold. I work in your orchards of peaches and prunes. I sleep on the ground neath the light of your moon. On the edge of your city you will see us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. California, Arizona, I make all your crops. Then it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Take the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine to sit on your table, your light and sparkling wine. Sit on your table, your light and sparkling wine. Green the pastures of plenty from a dry desert ground. From the Grand Coulee Dam where the water runs down. Every state in this union, us migrants has been, we'll work in this fight, and we'll fight until we win. Well, it's always we ramble that river and die. All along your green valley, I work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if need be, cause my pastures are plenty, must always be free. It's always we've traveled that river and I. All along your green valley I'll work till I die. If need be, cause my pastures are plenty, must always be free.
was at the crossroad, harsh wind at my back. Thought I saw the man himself come rambling down the track. Hard times at his shoulders, a worn case in his hand. Woody Guthrie stopped and said to me, I just don't understand. He said, I have seen the worst of times, folks scratching in the dirt. My long unemployment lines, millions out of work. All those hungry women, all those desperate men. I guess history runs in circles, 'cause it's coming round again. In the middle of the night, I lay there in between, half asleep and half awake, caught up in Woody's dream. In the middle of the night, I found out what it means to hitch a ride on Woody Guthrie's dream. When they're fracking in your backyard and poisoning your stream, and in some ancient forest you can hear a chainsaw scream, when fire and flood and hurricane are tearing at the seams, don't despair, oh Woody said, get up and live your dreams. Go work and march together, demanding what you need. Speak the truth to power and call out corporate greed. Sing the story of the underdog, overworked and underpaid. Stand up proud, shout out loud, clear and unafraid. In the middle of the night, I lay there in between, half asleep and half awake, caught up in Woody's dream. In the middle of the night, I found out what it means to hitch a ride on Woody Guthrie's dream. When I asked him what he dreamed about, he shook his head and smiled. A decent job for everyone, a home for every child, food for every family, a roof for every head. Ain't that what you dream about? He looked at me and said. I was at the crossroad, and as Woody turned to go, he said, I got no place in this old world now, it's your rodeo. Go right some wrong, carry on like a ghost in the machine. Good luck, farewell, give 'em hell, I'll see you in your dreams. In the middle of the night, I lay there in between, half asleep and half awake, caught up in Woody's dream. In the middle of the night, I found out what it means to hitch a ride on Woody Guthrie's dream.
Looking to expand your horizons? In the mood for something obscure? Weird? Tune in to Audible Sounds Mondays at 4 p.m. for all the latest experimental music from around the world and discover the strangest genre you didn't know you loved.
We are We are all glory bound. When we smile, when we sing his songs, we show we know the truth he found. In your Oklahoma home, a troubadour all set to roam, you and your family felt the dust fall. You sang your songs and let let us know. We are all Woody's children. We are all glory bound. When we smile, when we sing his songs, we show we know the truth he found. You rode the rails as hobos do, saw hearted people scraping through. Come true. Our time is now to follow through. It's time to make this land for me and you.
When I woke up, I dreamed of you beneath the redwood tree. You said, I think that I believe in God, but I don't think he believes in me. I hitchhiked up to Trumansburg to get a ladder to get real high. But I found myself at the bottom of a glass, swirling sugar from a rock and rye. Well, this town ain't got no service. Call and ask you for two birds to help me kill this stone. Well, it rained all night in my hometown. At least that's where I think I was at. They tried to sell me two umbrellas, but I own the world's biggest hat. I went to the coop, but the chickens ran away. I know it was my own damn fault. So I put all the eggs in one small basket and I ate them with a grain of salt. Now I wish I hadn't eaten them eggs. I wish I'd let them grow. Cause I know someday I'm gonna need them birds if I'm ever gonna kill this stone. I slipped and I fell in the bathtub. Dressing while washing my clothes. The water came up over my head and I swallowed it through my nose. The landlord came in and he yelled at me. I could tell he was not amused. I asked for a hand, he gave me the finger. 1,000 pictures for the word he used. My head was aching, my ego was bruised. I was lucky not to break a bone. All I need right now is a bottle of gin and two birds to help me kill this stone. my car again this week. They don't like my catty-corner parking. My back is up against the drawing board and I'm in the wrong tree barking. If everyone's entitled, how come there's so much that I lack? Won't you help me place this one last straw upon my camel's back? And if you'd be so kind to me, I'd ask you for a loan. All I deem from you is two small birds to help me kill this stone. Well, I spilled some milk this morning. It's been a long time since I cried. I should not have listened to that sleeping dog, you know. I should have let him lie. So I put 9 stitches in my sock. Well, I figured it would save some time. And I thought about calling in a tip, but I must have dropped my dime. Then I heard that dog got busted, unloading in a loading zone. And I took it as a sign, it takes two birds to kill a stone. I picked an apple up off the ground, it fell far from the apple tree. Got busted down on Easy Street, stealing candy from a crying baby. I took all the coins from the fountain, I made a pile of heads and tails. I can plainly tell the difference, it ain't enough for me to post my bail. Now I clearly see my future, as defined as the great unknown. And the angels, they are singing, it takes two birds to kill a stone.
Performs under the name Sun Stone. We heard the title track, Two Birds to Kill a Stone. Doug Mishkin before that, Woody's Children from Tip of the Spear, that's self-produced, and Tom Chapin, Woody Guthrie's Dream from Hold Your Ground, Sundance Music. Tom Chapin was on the panel of Wisdom of the Elders at the recent NERFA conference in Albany, New York. And my featured record today is Woody Guthrie. Pastures of Plenty is a song from Woody at Home, Volume 1 and 2. It's on Seamus Records. These are recordings Woody made at home in 1951 and 52 and sent off to his publisher. Well, that wraps up set one. Behind me now, Harvey Reed. You're listening to All Things Folk, a program dedicated to traditional contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana. It airs every Sunday from 2 to 5 live from the WRCT studios on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. My name is Ken Batista. Today's program, I am highlighting some of the performers that showcased at the recent NERFA conference, but as it is nearing Thanksgiving, I couldn't resist playing Arlo Guthrie's famous Alice's Restaurant Massacre. That coming up. But first, here's a song that Arlo had a big hit with. Steve Goodman, City of New Orleans, right here on All Things Folk. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland, Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Here's Steve Goodman.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central Monday morning rail. There are 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. They're all out on the southbound Odyssey, and the train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls past the houses, farms and fields, passing towns that have no name, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of rusted automobiles. Singing good morning America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. Yes, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. I was dealing cards with the old men in the club car, and it's penny a point, there ain't no one keeping score. Won't you pass that paper bag that holds that bottle? You can feel the wheels grumbling through the floor, and the sons of Pullman boarders, the sons of engineers, they ride their father's magic carpet made of steam. And mothers with the babes asleep go rocking to the gentle beat. The rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Just a singing good morning America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. Gone 500 miles when day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. It's halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness rolls, seem to fade into a bad dream. The old steel rail, it ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his song again. Its passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Just a singing good night, America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. Miles and days done. Just a singing good night, America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone a long, long time when they
What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh. ¶¶
song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, it was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant, she lives in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road. And off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. Said, kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it. And I said, yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage. After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After after the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obie said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obie, I can understand you want my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obie, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obie said he was making sure, and friends Obie was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obie was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obie on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obie came in with a 27 8x10 covered with glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures. And the judge walked in, sat down with the C&I dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obie looked at the C&I dog. Then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the C&I dog. And then the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like that. I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York, and I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I wanna kill. And I wanna kill. I wanna see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. Kill, kill, kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy. And you feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one. He stopped me right there and said, "Kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid!" And I walked over to the bench there, and there's his Group W is where they put you if you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime. And there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one day was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, "Kid, what'd you get?" Said, "I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage." I said, "What were you arrested for, kid?" And I said, "Littering." And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry eyeballing all kinds of mean, nasty things till I said, "And creating a nuisance." And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine. We were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, "Kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, the crime, and that kind of thing. You got to say, pretend to about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and that kind of thing. You got to say, and it talked for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words: "Kid, you rehabilitated yourself." I went over to the sergeant and said, "Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on the bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on the Group W bench because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug." He looked at me and said, "Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folders, and study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, 'Shrink, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant,' and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and they won't take either of them. And if three people do it. Can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Creed Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. That was horrible. Want Ann Warren stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. This time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant, excepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Arlo Guthrie and a live version of Alice's Restaurant Massacre. It's found on the Best of Arlo Guthrie on Rising Sun Records. And before that, Steve Goodman. City of New Orleans, from No Big Surprise, the Steve Goodman Anthology on Red Pajama Record. Behind me now, once again, Harvey Reed. Protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday precautions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay at home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. And third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT. My name's Ken Batista. I want to thank you for keeping me company on this Sunday afternoon. We're going to get back into some more music. Around the Thanksgiving theme, here's a live version of Thanksgiving Eve by the late Bob Franke, right here on All Things Folk. If you know the chorus of this song, just
please, please sing along. It's so easy to dream of the days gone by. It's a hard thing to think of the times to come. But the grace to accept every moment as a gift is a gift that is given to some. What can you do with your days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. There are sorrows enough for the whole world's end. There are no guarantees but the grave. But the lives that we live and the time that we spend are a treasure too precious to save. What can you do with your days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. As it was, so it is, as it is, shall it be, and it shall be, while lips that kiss have breath. Many waters indeed only nurture love's seed, and its flower overshadows the power of death. What can you do with your days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. What can you do with your days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your world to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away.
Just roll on forever. I see their smile, but a little screen is reminding me that we're not quite together. I'm on the road alone, a thousand miles from home, and giving thanks out loud can sometimes feel dishonest. That I'm almost home, and October's getting old, and the season for Thanksgiving is upon us. I'm thankful, I'm grateful for each new day the sun shines down somewhere on planet Earth.
to Forbes Avenue, WRCT's Homegrown Public Affairs program. Here, engaging guests talked about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 9 a.m., right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. On the edge of season here in late November, autumn nearly over and winter in the air, we have good reason to pause and remember the blessings that we share. We are thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. Let us remember those gone before us, the ones with brain and strength and might. Showed us the way, laid it before us, turned the darkness into light. Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. Let us imagine those still in waiting, the ones who look so open-eyed, those who one day rise before us strong and proud, prepared to guide. Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. May the way that we treat others be the measure of our worth. May our memory be a blessing on the future of this earth. Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. We are thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. We are glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day.
From John McCutcheon, Thanksgiving Day from Autumn Songs on Rounder Records. Vi Wickham featuring Luke Bola. Each New Day, that's from the Thanksgiving album. It's self-produced. Vi Wickham behind me now, featuring Luke Bola and Dennis Ludeker with Turkey in the Straw. Bob Franke, Thanksgiving Eve from The Other Evening in Chicago. That's on Waterbug Records. Listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. All Things Folk is a program dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, and airs live from the WRCT studios on the Carnegie Mellon University campus each and every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5. Well, almost every Sunday afternoon. I was preempted last week for Anatomy of the Year, but glad to be back live in the studio here on campus. That's Vi Wickham featuring Luke Bulla and Dennis Ludeker. Turkey in a Straw. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Ken Batiste, and again, I want to thank you for keeping me company on these Sunday afternoons. We'll get back into, hour three of All Things Folk with my featured album today. It's Woody Guthrie, Woody at Home, Volumes 1 and 2, recordings he made in his apartment in Brooklyn in 1951-52.
I'm just a lonesome traveler and a great historical bomb.